Hello and welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto. Today is March 19, 2026. Markets are broadly steady as regulatory clarity and tokenization dominate headlines. Bitcoin ETF inflows have recorded roughly $1.01 to $1.02 billion in recent weeks, a multi-week streak that analysts say remains fragile ahead of the upcoming FOMC decision. The FTX Recovery Trust plans a $2.2 billion distribution to creditors later this month. On policy, the SEC and CFTC issued joint guidance classifying the majority of digital assets outside securities law, creating a new token taxonomy and narrowing enforcement risk for many tokens. Senate negotiators are aiming for a banking committee vote in April, with backers pushing for passage by May. On-chain and institutional flows show notable moves. A strategy bought 22,337 BTC in a week. Solana's stablecoin liquidity surpassed $15.58 billion in February and open interest neared $6 billion, and USDC transfers were up 300% year-on-year. In corporate and product news, the SEC approved Nasdaq's tokenized securities program and related 24/7 liquidity pilot programs. A leading ETP firm announced 24/7 liquidity for tokenized stocks, gold and money market funds. MasterCard agreed to buy BVNK for up to $1.8 billion. Kraken paused its planned multi-billion dollar IPO. And Canada revoked registrations of 23 crypto firms. Key catalysts to watch today and this month are the Senate Banking Committee markup in April and the FOMC decision that could sway ETF-driven flows, plus the FTX $2.2 billion distribution. Analysts also warn Bitcoin's rally to $75,000 looks fragile as liquidity remains thin and short-term profit-taking rises. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.